If going to theme parks is your thing here in Florida, we know we are so lucky. But what else is going on around Tampa Bay? It's Chad and Christy, and we are here to tell you with our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, episode 46. And we are joined by a very special guest this morning. His name is Mark Dukes. He is the general manager of Disney Water Parks. I know we kind of mentioned a few episodes ago that we had gone over for a special after hours event at Typhoon Lagoon called H2O Glow Nights. And Mark is going to be with us to not only tell us more about that and how it came to be, but also what else is going on at Blizzard Beach, and give us some insight as a longtime cast member. He's been over with Walt Disney World for more than 20 years. He's going to tell us his secret spot to watch fireworks, where his favorite place is to go for food, and some of the other insider tips on maneuvering Walt Disney World. So if you have a trip planned over the next couple of months, we are going to give you the insight today. And let's go ahead and welcome into our podcast Mark Dukes. Mark, let's start by going ahead and just giving kind of a general overview of what this brand new H2O Glow Nights event at Typhoon Lagoon is all about.
Our H2O Glow Nights are a brand new after-hours party at Typhoon Lagoon. And it's really special to do this out at Typhoon because it's rare that guests get the opportunity to see the park at night. And the park really comes to life and has an amazing charm about it when the sun goes down. Then you layer in what we've done with the immersive glow party and the transformative lighting. It creates a whole different vibe out there. And then the DJ dance party on the beach. The kids and the parents are out there. We have dancing going on. We've got an amazing DJ really driving a great atmosphere there. The kids can dance. They can play games. They can, you know, be right in the middle of the park having a blast on the beach with the wave pool right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our wave pool is really unique to water parks because that is the largest surfable wave pool in the United States.
Huh.
We can throw waves out there when we do our surf events up to 6 feet. So it's incredible. We usually run them in the 4 foot range for our day guests, but it's like a day at the beach there. Waves are crashing. You know, we've got the sand beaches. We've got an amazing immersive atmosphere out there, and at night with these parties, it's just entirely different. And then you guys got to see Partysaurus Rex out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole party was really inspired by the Pixar short Partysaurus Rex, and people should really look for it on the internet because it really is a cute video, but it really helped us think about how we wanted to set up our party and have it hosted by Partysaurus Rex. And on top of that, we've also got our Toy Story characters out there. We've got Buzz and Woody and Jessie out there doing meet and greets, and all of the rides are available. So it's just a fantastic opportunity to come out. It's a little bit cooler at night. We limit the crowds for this event, so people will be able to ride as many attractions as they want to. But they can also just relax in a great atmosphere with some fun lighting and some great music.
And especially with Typhoon Lagoon, I mean, you mentioned the wave pool, because every so often it's a gigantic wave that comes out. Our daughter calls them the white squall waves. And you know when one happens because you hear throughout the entire park.
Yeah.
So obviously, that's a must-do for us when we go there. But you, with being with the water parks, for somebody that's never been to Typhoon Lagoon, other than the wave pool, what is like the one thing where you say, I would go do this first?
You know, I wouldn't miss Misadventure Falls. You know, that is our newest attraction, and it's a great opportunity to get out there and ride with your family. We do four riders at a time on that one. There's no height restriction on that ride, but it still has a great thrill to it, and a great story to it as well. So I think people would really enjoy that attraction.
One of the other great things about H2O Glow Nights is that you also have some specialty foods and drinks that you can't normally get in the theme park. And I know we thoroughly enjoyed just lounging up on one of the decks, and the music was going on. It was just such a relaxing way and a different way to do Disney. And that's one of the things that we love about coming over to Walt Disney World, is that there are so many different ways to do Disney. And H2O Glow Nights is just the perfect way, after you've maybe been trooping around the parks, to come, relax, maybe have an adult beverage, and enjoy yourself.
No, that is so true. And you know, we have that little area back that we call Fred's Dive Bar. back toward the back of the park in our North Shore area. And we have live entertainment out there. We've got a great bar that we just opened up this past year back there and some really fun drinks. But you just bring up a great point about being able to relax. And, you know, our water parks are a little different than water parks that most people experience around the nation because although there are some great parks out there, ours is a different experience because it's so immersive.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're on a tropical island when you're in one of our parks, or when you're at Blizzard Beach, you feel that feel of that abandoned ski resort that was built in Florida. And you can just absolutely check out. It's a little bit of a vacation from the vacation. You're going to get to see all of the attractions in our parks, but there's an opportunity just to get in the Lazy River and spend some time in the Lazy River and just relax and enjoy the atmosphere. So we have a ton of foliage. We've got great stories around our parks, but you're immersed in that experience.
Right.
You can't see the outside world when you're inside our parks.
And for those who have never been to either one of the water parks, and we've been quite a few times, you know, Typhoon Lagoon is sort of like you've stepped into Hawaii or a Polynesian setting. Blizzard Beach obviously looks like a snow-capped mountain, and you even ride a ski slope, you know, the ski lift up to the top. But what are some of the other differences for people that might be deciding between the two?
Oh, you know, I love them both, but it's amazing to me how we have people that are just totally Typhoon fans, and then we have people that are just totally Blizzard Beach fans. And you're going to get a little bit of a different experience from each one. I would say, they both have great attractions, it's just tough to pick between the two. I really love the toddler area at Blizzard Beach, Tykes Peak, but I also like the toddler area at Typhoon Lagoon. It's hard to answer that question. I just find both of them to be absolutely fantastic, and you know, you're going to enjoy them both. So it's hard to answer that.
That wasn't a fair question. It was like Chad asking you to choose your favorite between your two kids.
Yeah.
So how about this? If you could use three words to describe Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach, what would they be?
Totally immersive experience. You know, we talked about this a few seconds ago. When you're in our parks, you don't see roadways. You don't see, there's very little outside intrusion from buildings or highways or whatever it may be. If we blindfolded you and dropped you off, as Chad said, you would think that we had dropped you off somewhere in the Pacific on an island.
Mm-hmm.
You would have that feeling. You can totally get away from it all. You're not running to do anything because you're going to be able to ride all the attractions you want to ride in a given day. You're going to be able to take some time to enjoy time on the beach with a beverage or in the Lazy River or just following your kids around and watching them have a blast.
Right. And I think that's why there are so many annual pass holders here in the Tampa Bay area, is because it is just an hour and a half away, but you could be going across the world. You still feel when we go and we just spend a weekend, it's so relaxing, and you get your batteries recharged, and not only having both the water parks, but obviously the four other main parks as a pass holder is great. Now, for those who are maybe contemplating the annual pass situation, is there still a special, like, after 3 or after 4 p.m. pass for the water parks? I know there was one in the past.
Yeah, we have an after 2 pass for Florida residents. That is great because the crowds thin out after 2. You'll have an opportunity to see all the attractions you want to see before we close, or like you guys enjoy doing, just finding a quiet place to enjoy a drink.
So looking at the, because you've been a cast member now for how long over at Walt Disney World?
I've been here for 22 years now.
Wow. So before the water parks, because I know that they're terrific about giving people an opportunity to kind of move from one department to another department. Where were you before water parks?
I was at ESPN Wide World of Sports for, almost 7 years.
So what is your favorite? Do you have like a favorite restaurant or a favorite spot to go to just hang out at Walt Disney World?
You know, I really have always been a big Brown Derby fan over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. But a couple weeks ago, I had an incredible meal and a great experience at the Contemporary, at the California Grill brunch. Mm. It was just fantastic. And also a big fan of Sanaa. Sanaa has a great bar and a huge table where you can a public table where you can take a bunch of friends and just hang out.
Well, one of our favorite traditions with our family is for birthdays, the person whose birthday it is, they get to choose a weekend stay at one of the Walt Disney World resorts, and they get to choose where they're going to eat their birthday dinner while we're there. And this year, well, my birthday's next. It's later on in the month of July. And it's really difficult to choose a favorite resort to go to, so we're in the process of paring that down.
But she's already got Cape May Cafe picked out as her restaurant choice.
Yep.
That's a lot of folks' favorite. They have an amazing menu there.
So what about when it comes to fireworks? Because Christy and I, we change our opinion all the time, but we recently watched the fireworks from the Fast Pass line over by Little Mermaid, and now I consider that to be the best spot. Do you have like a must-go-to spot to watch the fireworks?
I don't have a must-go-to spot. I have a must-go-to afternoon. I love Epcot's festivals, so whether it's Flower and Garden or Food and Wine, I enjoy that, spending that time and then finding a spot with, you know, a little snack and a beverage to watch the fireworks.
Well, then what would you say your favorite food spot is then over at Epcot?
Oh, you know, wow, that's a tough one. You know, the Rose and Crown is always fun because mm-hmm. there's always a great crowd there. That's always a fun group of people.
And the best time is when it's Food and Wine Festival time and you don't have to choose. You basically hit them all.
You eat around the world.
As much as you can hold.
Exactly. All right, so final two questions. Do you have a favorite attraction?
Yeah, I really enjoy Animal Kingdom and the Everest attraction. I just think they've done an amazing job with that, and I think it's just got great thrill and great story.
Well, our daughter rode that for the first time not too long ago, and as parents, we debated not spoiling the thing that makes Expedition Everest unique versus telling her in advance, and that was a tough decision for us.
Yeah. Now, I will say, you know, I've just the last couple years, I've gotten my first couple grandkids. So as much as I love Everest, now I really enjoy my time in Fantasyland and watching them enjoy the attraction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's as a parent, sure. You do. When your child gets to meet their favorite hero, your heart just grows tenfold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a great thing. Do you, going back now, you say 22 years, who was the first character that you ever took a picture with?
You know, I made a high school trip here to Walt Disney World with our sophomore class, and I've got my first character photo with Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going through an old photo album the other day, and I was probably, gosh, 7 or 8, and I have my picture with Friar Tuck from Robin Hood. And I'm like, oh, that's the coolest, because not too many people can say they got a picture with him. So that was, I love it.
That's awesome.
That's how long we've been going there, just a few years. So, well, great talking to you, and we tell everybody how exciting it was to go over to Typhoon Lagoon at night, and our family definitely has plans to already go back and experience it again. So really great talking to you, Mark. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for making the trip over and helping us launch the H2O Glow Nights. And thanks for the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
That's going to do it now for episode 46 of our podcast.
So next week, what we're going to do is going to be joined by another special guest, Jack Griffo. He is the star of the hit Nickelodeon show, The Thundermans. He is going to be our guest at our Kids Day 2018 event, which is Sunday, July 29th at the Florida State Fairgrounds. He's going to be out there along with Keely Marshall, who's also from The Thundermans. They're going to be signing autographs and taking pictures, and that's free. Plus, we're going to have a huge kid zone with a construction area and bounce houses. There's going to be a sports game zone with bowling and baseball. There's going to be Star Wars characters and superheroes. So we're going to tell you all about Kids Day 2018 next week. and be joined by, I can't wait to ask Jack Griffo. I know we're going to talk to him about the Thundermans, but he was also in one of the Sharknado movies. So yep. I've got to ask him how that came to be. So that'll be next week on our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Until then, thanks so much for downloading and listening.